This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome to it. It is Monday. That means it is Money in Motion Monday. These segments brought to you by Cost Financial. Joining us in studio, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, hope you had a great weekend, and welcome back.
Yes, we did. How did you enjoy your weekend, Mike?
It was wonderful. We had a great time. My wife and I, it was her birthday, so we spent a lot of time in Northern Illinois in Rockford, and it was very, very nice.
Well, happy belated birthday to her, and what a gorgeous day even today.
Yes, absolutely. I this is one of my favorite times of the year because it's just so, football's right around the corner, and the baseball playoffs are as well. All right, so listeners who you've never listened to Money in Motion before, what we do is every week, every Monday at this time, we ask questions and answer questions about retirement, and we answer those questions all in one place. If you want more information about Klaus Financial, you can go to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Later on in this hour, we will ask a Klaus quiz question of the week. And this week, the winner of that wins a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. If you call the number, we'll also give out our phone number right now to call if you have any questions on the air. 815-398-9765. 815-398-9765. Steve or Malia, tell our listeners how they can get help from a firm like yours. Do they call you to make an appointment? Do they come into your office? And is there any cost to make that first appointment? How does that work?
You know, that's a great question, Mike. We at Klaus now have been we're celebrating our 40th year this year, actually, as an independent advisory firm with two locations, both in Rockford and as well Madison, Wisconsin. We primarily focus on fee-based investing for individuals who are planning for their eventual retirement. You know, we do provide the first meeting as a complimentary meeting, which means there would be no cost for that first meeting. We always feel that a second opinion is a plus for most people to help keep them on track with their goals and just get that perspective. We act, as we have pointed out many times, as both coach and quarterback, quarterbacking not only the implementation of their plan, but even coordinating with other professionals they may have on their team, such as an attorney, an accountant, insurance, and banker, various other professionals. So it's a team effort from our perspective for our clients going forward.
And I know that you mentioned, that it's complimentary. That's key, listeners. You can have an appointment to talk about your situation and retirement planning with Klaus Financial, and that initial consultation absolutely free. And I understand you specialize in retirement planning, but it sounds like you do meet with people of all ages, right? Especially those who want to get a head start on planning. You don't just have to be someone close to retirement or thinking about it in the future. You guys meet with people of all ages.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, to be the first one on your block, to be the younger one on your block who's actually thinking ahead and planning is never a bad thing. So at each stage of your life, there's probably some top questions you should be asking and getting some answers for. And so today we're going to look at the different generations, starting with Generation Y. And if you're in Generation Y, that usually covers 1981 to 2000. You're probably between ages 16 and 35. And so it's never too early to start asking these questions. So we might be talking today to people who are not back to school yet. And so they might be part of Generation Y, or these could be your children or grandchildren. So it's always a good time to get them started talking and thinking about how are they eventually going to retire with the money that they're going to earn. And so we start off asking questions, or they should be asking questions like, do you understand what a credit score is? What's important about that? And most of us understand that that's a statistical score that determines your credit worthiness. I mean, it's a man-made score. Sometimes people get hyped up about it. And the bottom line is this: if you don't have too much debt, that's a good thing. To worry about your score every day is not what you need to do. But in order to eventually qualify for a mortgage, you probably want to make sure that you have some credit. You're paying it off regularly. And most people will tell you that having no debt is better than having debt. So credit scores are important to make sure that you are credit worthy. Another big question for the younger people is, should I be building up my savings or should I be paying down that debt? We talk about that at all stages, and you've heard us talk about that here on this show. Should I be creating a budget? Great idea. The earlier we start this, you know, we kind of get in that mode. My son, who just graduated from college, he's sitting down with me again and going, okay, Mom, before I was making money, you talked about a budget. Now that I am making money, which different areas can I be putting it in? So that's a great, great beginning to a young person's life. Are you buying your first home? Are you getting married? Are you expecting a baby? Do you want to set up a college fund for your child? And how much should you be saving for retirement early on? You know, we talk a lot about on this show about starting those 401ks, 403b plans. Many young people, if they can get started day one, as soon as they're able to start contributing, wow, amazing that compound interest that we talk about for years and years actually comes through, and they have options. They can retire sooner than perhaps their parents. So what a gift. So the sooner the better. If you're in that category of age, we ask you, you know, come by, give us a call. We're happy to answer questions for younger people as well.
Definitely a huge advantage for people.
Yes, and you know, young people, that Generation Y/millennial generation, I know they a lot of them think they're invincible. They're never going to be in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah, we all were that way.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you are in your early 40s, late 30s, early 40s, like myself, what questions should I be asking?
You know, that's a great question too, Mike. That's the Generation Xers, which again is from the birth dates of 1965 to 1980. So as you pointed out, between the ages of 36 and 51. And many times, I think with the Generation Xers at this point, they realize that they didn't get as much accomplished as they thought they might have when they were, you know, comparatively speaking, a Generation Y-er.
A few things came into the mix, like kids, I think, kind of interrupted
marriage,
that maybe.
Mortgages, a whole lot of other things probably, and so that does make a difference.
Yes.
You know, and if you're a high income earner, it could be income taxes are crushing you. It very well would be a situation where you're still looking at your budgets. You're still looking at, hey, am I spending more money than I'm taking in when you come to look at after taxes are taken care of? You've probably started or are already in the process of accumulating for retirement. Where are you on track in that respect? For a family, as Malia mentioned, with children, it very well could be you need additional life insurance over and above what you have for your employer. You have potential of kids' college educations that you need to start putting money away for, or figuring out a strategy for loans and grants and things for the kids. Unfortunately, there's a high statistic at about 50%, I think, on average of marriages that end up in divorce. And so there could even be that in the mix of things with the kids and with college and mm-hmm. with mortgages and various other areas there. On average, most people in today's environment do not work at the same employer for their entire careers. So there's probably some old 401ks floating around that you have from your previous employers, and you just kind of left it there not knowing what to do with it. It may make more sense to look at consolidating that with a professional so that you really have your arms wrapped around everything you have going on. And you hear us repeatedly talking about the importance of adding in to your team the attorney for any legal documents, such as a will, a trust, powers of attorney for property, healthcare. There's a lot of areas that are important. And you really probably at this point in your life start getting your arms wrapped around that a little bit more. In greater detail.
Yeah, and I think the point here this morning is sometimes you just don't know what questions you should be asking. True. So at all these different ages, we're trying to give you some clues. If you're not really thinking this path of questions, these are ones that should be hitting home with you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about people who were born before 1965. The baby boomers, as they're called, what they should be thinking about. This is the Michael Kulgut Show and Money in Motion, sponsored by Kloss Financial. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're back. Before the break, we were talking about the different age groups and what they might be thinking about. The Generation Y / Millennials, who could really get a head start on retirement planning if they call Klaus Financial at 815-877-8440. And then the Generation Xers, like myself, kind of in both Generation Y and X to a certain extent, who should probably be thinking about some retirement planning. And then we have the people who are retiring as we speak. What sort of things should people who are retiring, the baby boomers, if you will, getting really, really close to retirement, be thinking about?
Well, it's great you brought this up, Mike, when you're saying how you kind of bridge two generations. And I think mentally we all bridge three generations. We like to think we're about 20 years younger than we are, but then we look at retirement's a little closer than I thought. So perhaps I need to be asking the right questions throughout all these stages. So what we wanted to look at with baby boomers, and I think this is a pretty common fact people have heard of, is that there's about 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day right now. There's 75.
10,000.
That's a lot. There's 75 million of them alive today, but 10,000 a day actually retire. So that's significant. And so we heard that fact through the Pew Research Center, which is a think tank back in D.C. So again, what questions? Are you getting crushed with taxes? Steve brought this up a few minutes ago. Very critical question right now. And what we do as financial planners is look at, just like you do with your accountant, is make sure that you are taking advantage of any tax advantage savings plans through work and so forth. Because getting crushed when you're kind of at your height of income is not a good thing. There could be some smarter ways to be allocating with contributions or other items. Is your retirement timing on schedule with your savings? So a lot of research has been done on this. And the truth of the matter is, when we look at how much you can expect to need in retirement, people usually are falling very, very short of what they're going to need. I think at Klaus, we're pretty blunt with people. We tell them exactly where they're at, and they like to hear that. Like, this is where you want to go, this is where you're at, and this is really what you need to do between now and then. Again, if we can do that 10 years out, way better than 2 years out. So the earlier, the better. So how much money do I really need when I retire? You know, just because you might subscribe to Money Magazine and it tells you need $1 million or $2 million, maybe your lifestyle is nothing like that. So we need to look at you specifically. What do you need? What's going to make you happy in retirement? What type of health issues do you deal with? Do you have a partner? Do you have longevity? So very important. Of course, the number one question, Steve and I were just talking about this off air, is when do I start taking Social Security? This is the buzzword. Everybody's excited because they want to start taking their money as soon as possible because they've been paying in for a long time. So we look at, is it age 62 or is it their full retirement age, which is probably 66, 67? And this is an age that could get pushed out for some of our age groups younger than the baby boomers. Your retirement might not be till a little later, and given our longevity. Another common question, should I still be in stocks? You know, how much volatility can I handle as I'm towards the end of the baby boomer stage? Should I be putting money into Roth accounts? You get asked that quite a bit, don't you, Steve?
Absolutely. And even from a stock perspective, you know, sometimes people will have the mindset, well, I want to be ultra conservative at this point, want to go to retire. But as Malia is alluding to, many times you could be retired for 25 plus years with two partners, and you probably won't be able to keep up with tax and inflation if you go too conservative. So there is a blend or a balance of being not too conservative and not too aggressive.
And I think the Roth question I get quite a bit. People are towards, you know, maybe a couple years out from retirement. What do you usually tell people for the Roth?
Yeah, if you're...
There's tax differences to that, right?
Absolutely.
Roth has to do with whether stuff's taxed or not.
Definitely, Mike. And for people that might be looking at when they're close to retirement, if they're looking to convert some of their existing retirement money into Roth money to be tax-free coming out, that may or may not make sense based on their own individual situation. Roth IRAs, as we pointed out in the past, and Roth 401ks, if you're under the age of 40, is very much a positive for those individuals. But over that, it depends on when you retire, how much money you've accumulated, whether or not you're going to use it or need it all. And so there, tax-wise, the other thing to keep in mind is if you convert retirement money to a Roth, you're paying taxes on it in the year you make the conversion, which can be very expensive.
Yeah, it's a great in theory practice, but people in the end don't always like paying those taxes up front.
And then there's issues, people who have small businesses maybe that they want to, sell or pass on to their children. Or I get the question, or I know we have questions sometimes about money, like a gift that, mm-hmm. that people send a parent to a child kind of thing. What's the limit on that before that's taxed, that sort of thing, right?
Right. Those are all common questions that people should be being really looking at and talking about with an advisor, a trusted advisor. I think the idea of the family business is one that people put off as long as possible. They're just hoping someone's going to show up and take over their business. And then, what are those ramifications going to look like in terms of taxes, in terms of reality? How much is the business really worth? And if that's what your whole portfolio is built into, is your family business, you really need to start looking at that as soon as possible, making sure you have a buyer, making sure those plans have been vetted out.
At this time, I'm going to ask the cost quiz question of the week. And then I have one more question for Steve and Malia. The number to call, listeners, if you know the answer to our cost quiz question of the week, is 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440 in the 815 area code. That's also the number to Cost Financial. The question this week, the winner of which will win a $25 gift card to Olive Garden, is: approximately how many baby boomers are retiring every day? Again, approximately how many baby boomers are retiring every day? 815-877-8440. First person to call that number wins a $25 gift card to Olive Garden, compliments of Cost Financial. My final question for you both today. Let's say I have a portfolio that doesn't need to be managed. Let's say I have something through my work that has a retirement plan where they have a company that manages all this stuff. Can a firm like Cost Financial still help me?
That's a great question, Mike. And in fact, the answer in our case is yes. We've actually created an entire division of Cost Financial devoted specifically to that area called Cost 360, which is our fee-for-service and or our monthly retainer for people that want to manage their own dollars, whether it be through their retirement plan or they just enjoy managing their own investment dollars within their IRA accounts. But they still like the idea of the coach, which is to help them create the retirement plan and just have those annual checkups at the very least to get a barometer reading if they're on track, off track, do they need to make a couple of adjustments or whatever. So that extra guidance is always a plus, and again, that's why we've created that additional division within our firm.
The Cost 360 division.
Correct.
Yeah. I was not aware of that. That's interesting. No, so that's, again, division of Cost Financial that specifically helps with, those that might think that they have their retirement planning taken care of by their work, or a portfolio that doesn't necessarily need to be managed. This is for clients with needs who perhaps enjoy and do a good job on a daily basis managing their money and just want a little bit extra guidance. So Cost 360 division, if you call Cost Financial, you can ask them about that. Steve and Malia, is there anything else you would like to add on this week's Money in Motion before we say goodbye?
Well, as we've been pointing out, any question is a good question. If you're planning ahead, think about what retirement is going to look like for you. And if you don't know the questions you should be asking, re-listen to our show today because these are really critical. This is about your retirement, your options, and we want to see everybody successful because the next season of your life hopefully is even better than the one you're in right now.
Absolutely. And our podcasts are on our website as well.
I was just going to mention that. KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, listeners can go to and hear this entire show today and previous shows. We podcast them every single week at KlaasFinancial.com. Malia and Steve, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you.
Have a great week, Mike.
We will be right back on the Michael Kuglitz Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.